Tonight, Bill Roth and Mike Burnett will be calling Furman at Virginia Tech. You can hear the game starting at 6:30, tip at 7 o'clock on Sports Radio 910. Saturday, Hokies, Hoos, Commonwealth Cup at stake. The rivalry Saturday throughout college football, and Bill and Mike will be here calling it a 3:30 game. Bill Roth joining us now courtside. How are you, Billy?
I'm well. Good afternoon. We are getting heavy rain, and it is icy cold here today, so not a good day. The football team is working out inside this afternoon.
They're working out inside.
They're inside practice today, yes.
They'll be preparing for the conditions. 39 and sunny at kickoff on Saturday.
Great.
I looked it up for you.
Good, good. As long as it's sunny.
Nice and chilly. All right, let's get into this matchup because there's a little talk there out of Blacksburg. These guys are they're feeling confident. They're not shying away from saying how much they dislike the Wahoos.
You know, I thought someone else asked me yesterday. They were just responding to the writer's questions. It was really interesting. The media kind of created this with its questions yesterday. There was no talk about the X's and the O's. There was no talk about if Duke loses, Tech can win the division. It was all about what do you think of this team? What do you think of what this guy said? So I think they were just answering the questions that they were asked, which probably happens a lot in rivalry weeks. But once the game starts, that stuff doesn't mean anything anyway.
If anything, it shows that this team is not lacking confidence. Despite losing three of their last four, they have not lost confidence.
Well, they don't. They've got an interesting resume, don't they? They seem to play to the level of their competition. East Carolina rarely loses, if ever, at home. Same thing with Georgia Tech. And the Hokies went to both of those places and won this year.
So, if you're a Virginia Tech fan, you appreciate that they're talking like this is a big game, so they will hopefully get up for it because this is a team, as you said, that has beaten Georgia Tech, beat Miami, beat North Carolina, but has struggled against BC, Maryland, and Duke. Bill, when you look at Virginia, as you start looking at them, they're a team that's putting up numbers. They're just shooting themselves in the foot and not putting it all together.
Yeah, turnovers. They've got, our coaches rave about their talent. They said yesterday, our coaching staff, you can't vote for guys on your own team. They voted 7 Virginia players first or second all conference. Well, so, clearly UVA is one of the more talented teams outside of Clemson and Florida State in our league in terms of talent. And Coach Beamer mentioned that again last night, all the players that the Tech offered scholarships to that are playing for Virginia. So we know the outstanding elite talent that UVA has.
Who or what concerns you about UVA?
Yeah, their front four defensively. Linebacker, and they play their best against Tech. If you go back to last year's game, just how well UVA played here in Blacksburg.
How difficult will it be for this team, as you mentioned? Saturday, noon, Duke in North Carolina. Duke falls. That opens up a window for the Hokies. How challenging is it? What kind of challenge does the coaching staff have to not make this a distraction or an obstruction?
I asked Logan Thomas, I said, if you're on the field and you see that Duke has won, do you think that will affect the team? And he said he thought it would. I asked Andrew Miller the same question. He said he doesn't care because this is the only game he cares about, and that's the way the offensive line looks at it. So I think it kind of depends on who. But I can tell you that if Duke loses first, all of a sudden Virginia Tech has an awful lot to play for. And it becomes, it is a big game from a rivalry standpoint, a pride standpoint. But if Virginia Tech has a chance to make its 6th championship game appearance and it'd be 3 out of 4 for this group. That means a lot. And even though it hasn't been a great season, I think everyone recognizes it would be a 4 or 5-way tie for the Coastal title. But to get to play in that game in Charlotte would be great. But the Hokies need to beat Virginia, and they need Carolina to win at home over Duke. But I'll be watching the scoreboard. I'll be honest with you. I usually watch the Duke-Carolina game, and it's basketball. This year, I think, for the first time, we're going to care about it in football.
Yeah, and I know it's tough to remove the 80 they put up against Old Dominion, but down the stretch here,
they played great.
They have really played well.
Marquise Williams is a guy. That's another guy Virginia Tech recruited, a quarterback. I thought we had him, actually. He's a big-time talent from Charlotte. And, Bryn Renner had a great career at Carolina, but they're a much they kind of fit what Fedora does better with Marquise, and they haven't lost since Marquise went in there, and they've won 6 in a row, right?
Well, yep, and Hokie fans are hoping for 7 in a row.
It'll be a great weekend. I love the rivalries, whether it's trash talking or fans getting into it, players getting into it, whether it's Tech, UVA, whether it's Florida, Florida State, Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, Georgia Tech, all the great rivalry games. I think it's exciting.
Well, first, basketball tonight.
Yes.
Furman.
We got some news. Ben Amelagu is not going to play tonight.
Oh, no?
No, he's number two on our team in scoring. The freshman from Texas has he got his bell rung again up in New York over the weekend. You know, he had a concussion, a week into practice, preseason practice, and he missed about 2 weeks. And so he's going to miss this game tonight against the 2-2 Furman Paladins. The teams have not met to show you how long it has been, Wes. Put this in perspective. The last time they played, it was a conference game.
That's many, many moons ago.
When the Hokies were still in the Southern Conference, way back when.
Hold on, let me guess. That'd be early 80s?
It was in the 60s.
60s?
Yeah.
Well, I'm way off.
1965.
Jeez.
Yeah, I wasn't around for it either, brother. But that was the last time they played. And they're 2-2. They got a nice guard named Stephen Kroon, who's averaging about 21 a game. So that'll be the key tonight. See how the Hokies handle him. And Tech plays Furman today and then Radford here on Friday afternoon. So it'll be nice to be home for Thanksgiving week.
And we will have those games for you right here on Sports Radio 910.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope I'll see you Saturday.
You will not see me. I'm holding up the home front. I'm actually going to be throwing it to you on the airwaves here. I'm going to do the pregame show at noon, and then we are out for a bar promotion. So I will miss you and Mr. Burnup, but give him my best.
I'll give him your regards, and happy Thanksgiving to Hokies and Wahoos and Rams and Spiders and everybody else. Hope everybody has a great week.
Thanks, Billy. Have a good one.
See you, buddy.
It's Bill Roth, ladies and gentlemen. Callan Gates, Roth Report, and yes, I'm going to be on noon on Saturday doing a special two-hour tailgate show brought to you by Bailey's Pub and Grill. That'll be from noon until 2, so if you're making your way to Charlottesville for the game, tune me in at noon. If you're just making your way around town and you're staying here, well, then join me at Bailey's Pub and Grill, their south side location, Robius Road and Huguenot. I will be there from 3 until 5 on Saturday, so I'll be holding down the Richmond front. So join me on the airwaves at noon, and then join me 3 o'clock, Bailey's Pub and Grill on Robius Road.